to take advantage of.
All right, Paltrow, let's start with the correct pronunciation for everyone to hear. Ready? Go.
Paltchesky.
There you go.
Think about the game of chess.
Uh-huh.
Paltchesky.
Paul, is it like, it's not pal, it's Paul?
Paltchesky.
Paltchesky. Okay. All right. For all of time, we now know it. So, you've stood here after a lot of losses and tough. Let's talk after a win. Tell me the locker room in there.
Unreal.
Yeah.
It's like, I still like that was the number 6 team in the nation.
Yeah.
You know, and it just feels great. And it just feels great to know like the shit that we've been doing.
Yeah.
Works.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. This is. I'm blog, so you can say whatever you want. It's gonna be. Doesn't even have to be PG-13. So, give me your. Give me the. So you get the pick there. Offense is going back on the field. What's it like in that huddle?
Unreal.
Yeah.
Just we're like, oh shit, like this, we're gonna pull this off.
Yeah, yeah.
And like we get some 3 yards and we're like, all right, down to field. Like I was like, this is like what?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Like this is.
This is a Hollywood script.
I know. This is like what movies are made out of.
Yeah.
And like I fell down. I had a look and I saw it. I didn't really see it. And I just heard the crowd erupt.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was out. Oh my god.
Top sports moment of your life, probably?
100%.
Yeah.
Beating number 6 Michigan?
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin?
I'm
number 6 Wisconsin. I'm fucking homecoming.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Send out Cam's the right way.
Yes. What do you think Cam will be like tonight?
I heard someone told me it was like $60 to cover.
Really? Just because it's last night. And,
yeah.
Yes.
They might burn it down. But when 2 p.m. hits, I think they're going to actually burn it down.
Yeah, yeah. Like, tell me what it feels like. So this was a statement in the national conversation. Like,
yeah.
Wisconsin was talking about entry into the playoff, and you guys shut that door. Like, how does that feel?
We're not sorry. I mean, it's awesome, you know.
Yeah.
You get to see, like we're here, you know, like, people kept on putting us aside, looking past us, and, you know, like, listen, we're here, and we're going to play with the best of them. We're going to beat the best.
Yep. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks. Okay, talking to Diane Navarro. So let's go through the play. Obviously, everybody's going to ask you the same thing. They kind of collided on you, bounced off, and you were in the clear. What was the feeling at that moment?
Yeah, as soon as they collided, I saw open field there, and I was like, it's open field. I got to take it.
Yeah.
It was a good play. I think all around really good play. I think the offensive line protected really well. Brent threw an outstanding ball. I was able to break through the tackles and see the daylight and take it.
Yeah, so you took the leap. You know, you're at Valpo. You're like, hey, I can play this game. I bet I can play at the D1 level. You transfer here. You sit out a year. What's the feeling like to score in a game like this?
It's definitely a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's been a while, obviously, with sitting out last year. But, I mean, yeah, like I said, it's a really good feeling right now. And I'm just really happy for this team and what they've done. You know, you go back to spring workouts.
Yeah.
Even the feeling last year when we lost to them, it's just like, yeah, we could do this, you know. And I think even you go back to last week against Michigan, we saw flashes of what we really can be. And I think today, you know, we took those flashes and we created a whole second half out of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy for this team and the effort.
Tell me what that locker room was like in there.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of guys happy. You know, it's homecoming, so we had a lot of ex-ball players.
Yeah.
Or ex-college players here.
Yeah.
So it was really nice for us to get that W in front of them and just kind of, you know, do it for the ones that did it before you. You know?
Yeah. What did you do when the field goal went through? Did you run around like a madman?
I was just like, wow. You know, thank you to the man upstairs first off.
Yeah.
And I just emotional, very emotional.
Yeah.
Daddy, how much does this team deserve this way?
I'm coming through this live on the air. This is where I have to admit I was wrong. So when you were recruited, I read an article, okay? And I give people ratings by Tom Cruise's. I only gave you 1.5.
I remember that.
You put somebody, one of your coaches sent it to you, you put it on Twitter and like, I'm gonna prove you wrong. So let me just say that catch proves me wrong.
Yes,
so this is me looking you in the eye and saying I was wrong about it.
Yes,
so talk me through that catch. You knew you caught it.
Yes,
what was that like for, you know, the frustration of knowing and then getting it overturned?
Yes, sir. It's just
just feels good, you know. I give the credit to my coach and my teammates for putting me in this situation, but it just feels good, man. And yeah. It feels great to get the win.
Is this kind of what you dreamed about? I mean, big-time college football, you know, you're a Texas kid. This is, you know, all everybody talks about growing up.
For sure, man. It's a blessing to be put in this position, and every opportunity is you got to grab of every opportunity, and today was the perfect position to take advantage of the opportunity and come out with the win as a team.
Okay, well, you got 4 more years of prove me wrong, okay?
Yes, sir.
Let's go way beyond proving me wrong,
yes,
okay?
Sir. Yes, right. Sir. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks. Casey, so you needed a D-end, you go to D-end, and yes. This happens. So
yes, sir.
Talk to me about the move this week and what amount.
We knew Wisconsin, they tight ends, they're real big.
Yeah.
So coach decided that I'm athletic enough to move to D-end for this game, and he did that, and it turned out to be successful.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about after the touchdown, they cut it to 23-21.
Yeah, man.
A few minutes left, you guys are on the sideline, you're thinking, we get this ball back.
Yes, sir. I mean, since the beginning of the game, everybody bought in. Once that happened, it just turned the team up even more. You know, we went out there and played even more physical and, you know, came out with the W.
Were you able to watch the field goal or did you?
Yeah, you know, I got on the knee and I looked at the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
I seen when it went in and then everybody just got crazy.
Do you remember what happened next or you just run around?
Running around. I know we grabbed the Gatorade cooler and dunked Coach Smith. And, yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah. So I remember, I mean, you were headed somewhere else, and then you got a chance to play a big-time game. Mm-hmm. Now you're in a game where you more or less knock Wisconsin out of the national title picture. Right. I mean, is this why you decided you wanted to play, you know, at a big conference?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I love competition. Yeah. So whenever I can, you know, go against some good guys, some real good guys, you know, I'm down for it.
Thanks, Jamal.
Thank you.
Let's talk about that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I mean, you're with that guy every day.
Yeah, yeah.
For the last 3 years, yeah. You know. I mean, I don't want to ask about him first, but that's going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
How does it feel to see him getting this moment?
He's definitely earned it. He deserves every bit of it. I mean, he sat under Chase and he patiently waited and kept working and working. And, you know, we kept saying in the locker room, we kept talking about days like this where, you know, we're talking about hitting game winners against the best teams in the country and, you know, planning out celebrations, whether we'd run down the field or whether we'd just be in shock. And, you know, it's just stuff like that that you dream of. And it's kind of, you know, it took a while to hit us. It definitely took a while to hit him. And it's just, as I said before, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So it was great.
So what did you guys do? So I was on the field. I couldn't see what you went with for the celebration.
He just stood there. I think he was in disbelief. So he just kind of stood there, and then
did you know it was good off the kick?
I was saying before, I knew it was good before he kicked it. I mean, you look back at him, and it's just the chemistry that we have as specialists. You know, look back at him, and I was like, man, he's gonna make this. And then all I had to do was put it down for him. So we have that confidence, and you know, I had no doubt that he was gonna make that kick.
Yeah. As it's driving and getting into field range, especially with Drea, that 13-yard run. So now you're inside the 25. Mm-hmm. You know this is going to be a field goal attempt to win. What did you and him and Ethan gather on the sideline to say, like, okay? Or is it just leave him alone, let him do his practice?
I mean, we just kind of leave him alone. It's kind of a unique situation because, I mean, we practice it in practice and, you know, he has a kind of routine, but you never really expect it to come into a game, like a game-winning kick. So, I mean, on the sideline, when it was like a long field goal, I talked to him, there's different stuff with the hold that I can do to help him. We talked about that. But then once we was in just like within 45 or whatever, I just like let him go. And, you know, I tried to treat it as just another field goal. Try to keep my focus like I would any other kick and not try and build it up to be some massive kick, even though it was. But I feel like, especially as a specialist, like you don't want to get in that mindset where it's like, oh my God, like everyone's watching. But like you can just be like, okay, this is just another kick. We did that.
So the punt you checked up at the 3, like what kind of English was on it? Like that thing kicked
hard. Well, you talk
about
the different kicks you have, you can make that happen.
That thing checked hard right.
Honestly, it's just luck. I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, like,
is that the one where you're kicking the tip of the ball first?
So end over end. Yeah. So the percentages of it bouncing backwards is higher.
Yeah.
And because for that one, I kicked it across my body, and it kind of has a different spin to it. I'm honestly not trying to do that. I'm not trying to make it bounce left or right. I am trying to make it bounce backwards, but that's luck. Hitting it end over end increases the chances, but at the end of the day, it's just luck.
What part of the point hits when?
So really we're trying to kick it down there and make our gunners catch it. But a lot of teams do a good job of kind of defending our gunners. So we do rely on that bounce a lot. And, yeah, I get lucky sometimes.
Okay, my last question is about him.
Yeah.
Does he know he's never going to have to buy a drink on campus ever again?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
But, okay. Yeah. Make sure he knows.
Yeah, yeah. All
right, thanks, bud.
Thanks.
Okay, I have to be careful about this question for NCAA rules. But once you are no longer a student athlete, are you aware you won't have to buy a drink in this town ever again?
I think Austin Roberts came up to me in the locker room today, and he said, yeah, if you ever have to buy a beverage in this town again, I'll be very disappointed in the Fighting Illini. So.
Yes. Yes. Now, of course, that couldn't happen while you're a student athlete, just so everyone hears that. Yeah, exactly. But once that is over, okay, I just heard you say the passed out thing. So
yeah.
I hate to ask you, make you tell it again. But
you're fine.
So Griffin Palmer comes up to you.
Yes. So I kicked it. And
did you know it was good immediately?
Immediately, I would say. I mean, yeah. I looked up and I saw it was going straight. And I knew I had a leg, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I saw it, and then I look at Griff because he's the first one who always congratulates me on field goals.
Yep.
And he gave me a hug. And then our face, because I have a kicker face mask, so the face mask is a little smaller. So it's got stuck in his face mask.
So you two are stuck face to face together.
Yeah, so I was trying to stay up and and not get in the pile because I'm not a big fan. I'm kind of a little claustrophobic, so I didn't really want to be at the bottom of the pile. So, but then he fell, and obviously we were connected, so I fell. And then just a bunch of people came on top of me. And then I just remember just seeing blackness, and I had no idea what was going on. And then Jake, I just hear, he passed out. And Cerny's trying to get everyone off of me, and he lifts me up, and then I kind of came to myself a little bit and realized what was going on.
Now, I just talked to Blake, and he said you guys had had a conversation before about, is there a celebration?
Yeah.
You know, there's the famous kicker that was doing swinging arm, Michigan State guy. Yeah. So did you have any thought, or is it just let's just get this thing through?
Yeah. And honestly, I didn't really think about a celebration. I think I just kind of left my arms out like this. Mm-hmm. And I think we probably went through some celebrations before, but of me running around or something, but I just, whatever happened, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you sat for, 3 years, for this moment. So you're behind Chase and this and that. You got the scholarship here under Cubitt.
Yeah, under Cubitt,
yeah. And then Lovey becomes your head coach. So 3 years, waiting. And, Chase is kicking footballs in the NFL and everything else. What's it like to, climb through all that and have this moment?
It just makes it that much sweeter, I guess. I mean, I always knew if I kept the course and just stay my same work ethic that I did, that I would eventually get a shot. Mm-hmm. And I think just having this opportunity as a game-winning kick was a little time to prove that, I can do this, and I have the potential or the talent to kick at this level. And I just there was no way I was going to miss it. There's no way that was going to happen.
Yep. All right. Have you seen the kick yet?
I did. Yeah. I saw
okay.
It. Yeah,
okay.
I saw it in the locker room
because I have it on my film, and it was pure.
Yeah.
Okay. Congrats.
Thanks.
Thanks.